heading for a festival in Portugal, a time-honored tradition. Carlos and his family know what it takes for their small country to make it all the way to the World Cup semifinals.
Ser pequeno não importa.
Being small doesn't matter. We're strong men, we're fighters, and we don't do anything halfway.
Fancy footwork, and not just by Portugal's winning side, especially in Montijo, hometown of Ricardo, who blocked England's penalty shots and became the toast of a local Casa das Bruxas, or Witch's House, a neighborhood club where old friends meet to share typical Portuguese appetizers and talk politics and football. They may sing about wine, but everyone's thinking about Portugal's first World Cup semifinal appearance in 40 years.
It's a long time, but you understand, because you are only a little country in Europe.
Just 10 million people in Portugal, but room enough for the old and new, and a lot of friends of Ricardo's.
Ricardo was born here like me, and my son attended school with him.
Ricardo's parents say they don't feel like the most famous family in town, but certainly the proudest.
Portugal needed something to give it joy, and the national team is providing that.
World Cup victories have diverted attention from Portugal's economic problems and high unemployment.
They didn't put on this parade just for Ricardo, but they might as well have after what he did to England.
And next, little Portugal is hoping to spin more magic on an even bigger foe, France. Al Goodman, CNN, Montijo, Portugal.